ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Tracy Spicer. I'm a journalist, author, and broadcaster, and here's what I know. The best advice I ever received is keep going. Doesn't matter what happens, one foot in front of the other. Believe it or not, I was told this by Dame Quentin Bryce, of all people. We were having a conversation after I developed a major depressive disorder due to vicarious trauma. And I said to her, how do you keep going? Advocating and all that kind of stuff after all these years. She said, it's very simple, just keep going one day at a time. And since that time, I've lived by that advice. One thing I now know that people get wrong is how to peel a banana properly. Now, I love bananas. I'm one of those old ladies who carries around a boiled egg and a banana in her handbag at all times, just in case the blood glucose levels go too low. I've been peeling them from the top, the pointy bit that comes out, but you're supposed to peel them from the bottom. If you peel them from the bottom, it takes away all those nasty stringy bits and you don't have to spend half of your time while eating the banana pulling the stringy bits off. It's one of nature's brilliant pieces of design. The advice I'd give to my younger self is, for goodness sake, stand up for yourself. It took me far too long to build the confidence to push back against inequity and discrimination. When I started in the workplace, in newsrooms, it was almost like a wallpaper of misogyny. There was a lot of sexual harassment and discrimination that went on, but it became normalised for all of us. So often we didn't say anything, and I'm a little ashamed of that all these years later. However, once I drew a line in the sand and took a major television network to court for maternity discrimination, I never stopped speaking out. I never stopped rattling the cage. And do you know what? If you stand up for yourself, no matter what age you are, it becomes a habit. It's almost like building a muscle at the gym. Even though it's hard at times, I'd say to my younger self, just do it. Something I always make time for, no matter how busy I am, is breath work. I actually developed the practice during the 2 years I spent in bed or a wheelchair with long COVID. Certainly, medication helped, supplements, dietary changes, resting, yoga, but really specific breath work, things like belly breathing, box breathing, this fabulous one called bumblebee breathing. It just sounds like humming. But you do it with your fingers pressing into your ears, and it creates vibrations around your head, stimulating the vagal nerve. There's very good science around how healing breath work is. So I'd set aside a time every day, even if it's only 3 to 5 minutes, to do some breath work. It is worth every second for your physical and mental health. The key to a great life is timing. For decades, I tried to be a good gardener, for example, but I was always a black thumb. I killed everything I touched. Now I'm 56 years of age and I've got a little bit more time on my hands, thank goodness. It seems I can grow anything, and getting my hands in the dirt gives me immense joy. There's sort of a similarity there with relationships. The timing wasn't right for my first marriage for a variety of different reasons, and it ended badly, unfortunately, because it was at that time of life of building a career, building a relationship, living in a different city. There is a season for everything, and that is the key to a great life.
Broadcaster and author Tracy Spicer sharing what she's learned for our series, Here's What I Know. And you can find more words of wisdom from Tom Ballard, Annabelle Crabb, Benjamin Law, quite a few others, and in the Life Matters feed on the ABC Listen app.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.